listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. Heck are you, Miller and Moulton, on this first Friday of May. Hope you've had a good week. Thanks for ending it with us in some way, shape, or form here on the Florida Sports Network. How you holding up on this Friday?
I'm doing great.
Are you?
I'm fired up for today. I'm fired up for the weekend. I'm fired up for the Derby, the F1 race, to see if Sergio Garcia does anything more fun today than he did yesterday.
Can't wait till I'm done with you guys.
God, did I love me some Sergio yesterday. He channeled his inner Miller and Moulton right there.
You do know the golfing media is about to, and it is some of the most passive media in the history of Western civilization, but you do know the golfing media is about to become unhinged and go after all these guys, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, they are going to go ape blank crazy going after each and every one of these individuals as if they themselves are committing atrocities to their fellow mankind.
They are lapdogs for the PGA Tour. And they will prove it here in the next coming weeks and months. But there's no doubt, David, that they are going to go after everybody that they can who's leaving this thing. And
especially since you and I believe that me more so than you, I think, believe that the PGA Tour is going to say, hey, you cross the line, you're dead to us. I mean, for those that don't know, Sergio Garcia got in a little rules, you know, controversy with the rules official. Sergio was actually right. We can deal with that. That's a smaller potatoes here. But Sergio, who it was not known that was one of the players interested in playing in this LIV / Saudi Tours, how it's being called. And Sergio says to the rules official, and I may be a word or two off here, I can't wait until 3 weeks from now when I don't ever have to deal with you guys again.
No, that was, I think, one of the three or four quotes that came after I can't wait to leave this tour. I can't wait to get out of here just a couple more weeks and I don't have to deal with you anymore. And then let a few expletives fly around the green when he went for round two.
And Sergio actually was in the right. The rules official made a mistake. And to compound matters, the PGA Tour acknowledged the rules official made a mistake, but would not rescind the one-stroke penalty that was handed down to him. I mean, now that's arrogant. Come on, you got to acknowledge that's we screwed up. Yes, it was our fault. Were you going to take the penalty back? No.
No. Well, David, he signed the scorecard in the
proper area. Right. Well, yeah, never mind the fact you got to sign it in the proper area. Not proper just area. Sign it. It has to be signed in the proper area. It's another pet peeve. That was a whole show one day back in the first act. But there's two things that we learned from Sergio's quote in the fit of anger. Is that A, oh, wow, you're one of the 15 or so in the top 100 that signed up to get out. And that secondly, Sergio believes the PGA Tour's threat. In 3 weeks, I won't have to deal with you. Because that's Sergio believing that he will be kicked off the tour.
Yep.
Lee Westwood as well. Two guys, by the way, who would, without question, if they never hit another golf ball, if they retired today, would both be Ryder Cup captains in the next 10 years. Without question.
How are you going to keep Sergio off the European Ryder Cup team?
How about Lee Westwood, for that matter? But yes, Sergio, a legendary Ryder Cup player. Legendary. Continued the whole Spanish Armada with Seve and Olazabal. I mean, there was the running joke. Sergio couldn't win a major, but tell him it's the Ryder Cup, he'd beat the field. think he's lost like one Sunday singles match, at least up until this last one when they all got their doors beat. Yeah. Well, and Westwood was asked about it on Tuesday. You know, what if this disqualifies you from being a Ryder Cup captain? And Westwood said, well, I don't have any power over that. That's a decision that the European Tour has to make. I don't think, by the way, even if most people feel that what the players are doing is wrong, that they wish they would not take the quote-unquote blood money. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Yep.
I mean, Mickelson was right, by the way, in the comments that got him in trouble. I mean, it's a terrible regime. They do terrible things. They stand for terrible things. I mean, the golfers are taking the money. Period, end of sentence. They are taking the money. It's the cash grab of cash grabs. And Westwood said, I'm an independent contractor. I work for myself. This is what I'm going to do. But I do, while I think most golf fans will be disappointed, Mark, I don't know of any golf fans that are going to be outraged. Because let's face it, we don't get outraged. We get fake outraged. Oh, my goodness. The world is dominated by fake outrage. But real outrage? There's hardly any real outrage.
No. And there's not going to be real outrage over this tour. If you're a golf fan, you're going to go, where can I watch it on television?
Yeah. And if I can't, oh, well.
I'll watch the PGA Tour.
Yeah. My life's okay if I don't see Phil or Westwood or Sergio on a TV screen ever again. I'll be good. Combined, by the way, I've seen the three of them play over 70 years worth of golf. So I'm good. All three guys on the decline, by the way.
Yes.
Which is a common theme.
Of all
we
the
believe,
players. Thought, right.
Except for maybe Kevin Na. If it's true about Kevin Na, I mean, he's ranked 33rd in the world. And he's a young guy. So. But. I think golf fan. Be disappointed. I wish they hadn't done it. But. I also think golf fan is going to be like. Because the other thing. We don't know how the majors are going to handle this.
And I don't think they can do anything, really, certainly not the U.S. Open and the British Open, hence the Open.
Correct. Now, the PGA is interesting, and especially since the PGA is 2 weeks from yesterday. And the PGA is probably saying to the PGA Tour, hey, could you just hold off on banning these guys for life until so that we have to deal with it next year? Could you give us some time to figure out whether or not we're going to allow these guys into the field next year?
Because the PGA event is run by the PGA of America, not the PGA Tour. It's the only, but they're linked, obviously. So that's the tournament that will get the most pressure from the tour. The tour can pressure the RNA and can pressure the USGA for the US Open and the Open Championship, but I don't know how much they're going to listen to the tour. I think they're going to do what they do.
Well, because it's not the US Open unless you join the LIV Tour and the Open Championship unless you join the LIV Tour. Never mind the fact you're going to have golfers who are automatically in. You know, they're qualified. I mean, I'm guessing that at least Sergio, certainly Phil, because he won last year's PGA. I mean, and Phil's won the British, so he can play it forever, or at least till 65. I mean, I'm curious what the majors are going to do, but it's clear by Sergio's quote in a fit of anger that he, and I'm guessing they've all talked. I mean, come on. The 15 or so guys who are trying to play the LIV Tour, they've all talked to one another. That clearly they're of the belief that, well, this is it for me on the PGA Tour.
That, yeah, they believe what the tour said. They believe that they're going to kick them off for life.
And obviously you could see how just crushed Westwood and Garcia are that they'll never get to play in a Wells Fargo Open again. But you are also, once again, Norman / Mickelson, they're going to just get their legacies destroyed. They are going to be pinatas, dartboards, pick the cliche, but there's actually quite a few things that they've said in the last 6 months that are proving to be right. I mean, there are a lot of golfers that are apparently are frustrated with the PGA Tour that we've never heard about.
Well, for Sergio to blow up the way he did on a rules official, I mean, this is arguing with the umpire, after all. We don't see this in golf very often. But obviously, there has to be some sort of a tipping point that things have been going on that they're bothered. Because this is a little out of character for Serge. He's a fiery guy, but we don't have him yelling at tour officials.
Right, he's not Patrick Reed. And he was yesterday.
Yes.
Who's another guy, by the way, who it wouldn't shock me if he made the jump.
Whatever his wife tells him to do.
I mean, this is a guy who's written off half of his family. You don't think he can write off the PGA Tour? He's written off his parents and his sister.
In a nanosecond.
You don't think he could walk away from the St. Jude Classic? Come on now.
Not the St. Jude.
I know.
But the thing of it is that the St. Jude Classic and the Wells Fargo, I think, can easily walk away from all these guys and it won't be a problem.
Agreed. You know, Norman was quoted a few days ago as saying, man, the timing of Phil's quotes in the book, because we were 24 hours away from having an announcement. And Greg goes, you have no idea the people that were in who in 24 hours said, count me out. And he goes, and we returned a lot of checks back to people who had put deposits down about being in certain events. And he said, we returned all the money. And Norman basically said, because we figure, wait a little while, they'll be back. Hey, you are anti-spring football. This is a spring football league.
With teeth, David.
With real money.
With teeth. This is the original USFL. This is the ABA. This is the World Hockey Association. This is a league that's got some teeth to it. Because it's got the financial backing. This is not the Carolina Hurricanes owner who, after two weeks of the AAF, said, what? You've gone through how much of my money?
Think about it. They have no golfers. They have no TV network. And yet they're the most legitimate threat in alternative sports that we've seen in a while. Miller and Moulton. The Friday edition. Thanks for being with us, Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Top of the morning to you. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Hope you've had a good week. NBA, NHL playoffs, Kentucky Oaks today, Kentucky Derby tomorrow. NASCAR race at, Darlington? Bringing out the old paint schemes. F1 race in Miami. It's not football. I mean, this is when you find out, are you a sports fan or just a football fan? Because if you put this sucker in hibernation for the next 3.5 months, you're just a football fan. There's a lot going on. Nothing wrong with that. We're not passing judgment. We're just saying. And a lot of people have gone from being sports fans to football fans.
They really have. That's the one thing you and I have noticed in the last decade is the number of people that have gone from being just sports fans to just football fans. Echo Zulu, by the way, big fan of Echo Zulu in today's Oaks just because of the name.
Okay.
Long odds. It's gonna rain. Both maybe today and tomorrow. Could be a wet derby. Find yourself a mutter.
Ooh.
Messier's got to be a mutter.
Well, I love jockeys who have won the derby before. Always have. I'm known to throw money on horses just because of the jockey. I used to bet Mike Smith horses a lot. Because I just felt like Mike Smith made you money. Can you end your relationship with the team? Have you ever ended your relationship? Not put on the side.
No, and my relationships with my sports teams are very much on the side. I broke up with my closest sports relationship.
And that was?
Michigan State. And you know that. After the Larry Nassar thing, I didn't wear a Michigan State article of clothing. I still have not rooted for them the same way I did before that.
But you considered that was a breakup?
I threw all the stuff in a garbage bag, buried it in the corner of my room for 3 years. Once all the Board of Trustees members were since gone, I have now rooting for the team.
So you blamed, and then once they get rid of all the people that you blamed, you're like, all right, I'm the one.
There's only one person to blame. There's plenty who lets things go on, but they were pretty defiant when they tried to keep the president, some of the other things, past history. But yeah, but my relationships with the Tigers.
But you came back.
I came back. But my relationship with the Tigers and the Pistons and the Red Wings right now are put on the side because they collectively all suck.
Okay, so, but you're pretty confident that your affection for them is still very much there, that if they get their acts together, you know, you're going to be there.
Get a new dress, get a new haircut. Change it up a little bit. Gotcha. Spice things up a little bit for me, would you?
All right. I have never broken up with a team. Now, I broke up with the NHL for a year.
You did?
I did. I penalized them for a year.
Right.
But I knew when I was breaking up with them that I put an end date on it. Put it this way. I suspended the NHL from my life for a year.
You took a sabbatical.
I did.
Took an NHL sabbatical.
I did.
And I never, ever thought it was a breakup. I as someone who remembers when you did to me, you never broke up with them.
Right. And I knew I was coming back to the NHL.
You pretty much said so.
Yeah. This really was, you know, technically, you know, did I break up with the girl? Yes. But that's because I was going overseas.
And just seemed like the right thing.
And we might as well just be broken up and, you know, we'll be back in the same town a year from now. If we rekindle the romance, we rekindle the romance. But let's just make it easier on both of us. We're broken up. But it really was a sabbatical / suspension of me with the NHL for 1 year. But I'm just thinking about the poor Cincinnati Reds fan. They lost again.
That's
20
of 21.
Right. They're 3-22. I mean, it's really tough to do in Major League Baseball. I mean, to the point where if you promoted a AAA team to play against Major League teams, I think they could go 3-22. Maybe even a little bit better.
Oh, I guarantee you they'd go a little bit better.
I mean, I think they could win 5 out of 25. I think they could go 5-20.
So, I believe it was, you know, in the 1800s, the Cleveland Spiders have the record for the worst record ever. Their winning percentage was like 188. Right now, the Reds is 120.
They're on pace to win like 20-something games. Now,
I know that's not going to happen.
But the fact that this horrid display of baseball is literally timed with the president, owner, son, COO, essentially looking the fans dead in the face and saying, you're not going anywhere. You could call the sports talk show and complain all you want. I mean, write as many letters to the damn editor as you want. You live in Cincinnati. You got the Reds and the Bengals. Trust me, we just watched the Bengals be the Bungles for 20 years. All right, you guys didn't go anywhere. Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
And I'm just wondering.
And this is the Cincinnati Reds.
Oldest
franchise in baseball.
Baseball. Even older than the Tigers.
I mean, used to do the parade on opening day. It was a big deal, and the big red machine is not too far. I mean, it is for, you know.
And even this year, it's ironic. Only the third time in, like, since World War II that the Reds did not open at home. Even Major League Baseball kind of throwing a little gasoline on the fire. The Reds, remember, were the opening night opponent for the Braves when they, you know, celebrated their world championship. Obviously, it was in Atlanta. So everything about this season, the Reds were competitive the last 2 years. They made the playoffs in the pandemic season of 2020. They actually had the lead in the wild card in early September last year, faltered. I mean, they had a very easy schedule, and they blew it. And then the Cardinals got obscenely hot, and the Reds didn't make the playoffs. But they were a young, competitive team, and ownership sold off four of their best players. And the fans were really unhappy, prompting the COO to say, yeah, where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go? And they have now lost 20 of 21 since he did that interview.
I mean, literally in hours after is when it started.
Yes.
He said that the morning of the home opener also. Timing. You losers. You can't go anywhere. You live in Cincinnati.
They're 14 and a half back. Just to give you an idea of the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, David.
Wow, you're going 19th century.
It's the worst baseball team ever. They were 20 and 134. They lost 24 in a row, had six streaks of 11 or more losses, and finished 84 games behind the league leaders. And the Reds are in their area code right now.
Just wondering, can you divorce your team? Can you genuinely say, I'm done, and never go back?
I don't think so. I know people can. I know I know of people that have done it. I couldn't do it.
I've almost done it with the Marlins.
But you haven't.
But I didn't.
You were agonizing before the show about their 4-1-run losses in a row. I mean, so you're not even close to breaking up with the Marlins.
And I don't think Reds fans should even consider it, considering what the Bengals just did, even though they didn't even win the Super Bowl. The payoff.
As Art says, no, but we are separated. So there's a Reds fan who has separated from his team.
Well, and I think if you're a Reds fan, you have to separate. And I mean, you don't watch, you don't go, you don't listen.
So you come home, you check the answering machine, and she's called you, and you don't respond? I mean, is that what you're saying? And you're sitting there out at dinner in the phone, and you see it's her, and you don't take it?
Turn off the notifications. Shut down the Facebook. And shut down the Twitter. Divorce the Reds.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Minutes before the hour. Top of the morning to you. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us on this first Friday in May. The Derby's tomorrow. The F1 race in Miami is Sunday. I think they do the green flag at 3:30. I think coverage starts at 2:30, but I don't think they're racing until 3:30. 40% chance of rain. I feel badly if it does rain because they're going to have 3 days of beautiful weather before it and 3 days of beautiful weather after it. That would kind of suck.
It would.
Rain on all those pretty people who have descended.
Gorgeous people.
Who have descended to Miami for just a Super Bowl-like party.
Mark, you didn't have to compliment me like that.
Your folks in town? Or are everybody traveling today?
Everyone's getting here today, yeah.
Grandparents?
Grandparents.
Mom's everything. Parents or dad's?
Mom's.
So grandparents... Parents, your brother?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, because maybe your brother did this, but I'm going to tell you right now, after the show, run to Publix, make sure you get yourself a Mother's Day card and some flowers. Because this weekend's all about you, and when Sunday morning you walk into, your mom comes to get you, and you say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom, with a card and flowers, you will vault over your brother.
Get one for your grandmother, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David's right.
Damn.
Publix flowers. You're talking Publix flowers. Yeah. It's like $10 for, I mean, right. It's the best deal on the planet.
Yeah.
Right, you're right.
And women don't care that you didn't get flowers at a florist. They care that they got flowers. That's all they care about.
I mean, when you're going to get your buffalo chicken dip, just stop off and get, you know, get some cards and cheap flowers.
And I guarantee you the cards are BOGO at Publix right now.
Bet you they have deals on flowers, too.
Of course they do.
So you graduate college tomorrow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you.
Good for you.
Well done.
It's all over now.
Boy, now you really have to work.
Getting off that, it's another reason why, because you're trying to stay on the payroll and the extended payroll as long as possible. All right, these cards and flowers might get you through the summer. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
Because believe me, it's going to be a shock to your system when you are dumped from the payroll.
Did you go Sergio at all in the last couple of weeks on campus and say, I can't wait for 2 weeks when I'm done with all of you people?
No.
In your head, did you ever do it?
Yeah.
Is there a professor in particular you would like to go Sergio on?
Because I actually was blessed with good professors, but man, some previous ones, we don't got to go there.
Felipe spent 5 good minutes, as they say on PTI, trying to map out, man, how am I going to continue to use the rec center? Are they going to let me on the courts?
It's all that really matters now.
No, it's great. $50 for the summer.
Okay.
Paid. Boom. So deal.
See? And if you do the cards and the flowers, that'll be covered easy.
It's almost a BOGO for you.
Exactly.
There we go.
They may even take care of the fall if you do it right. Time now for
The Starting Five. 5 stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
We didn't talk about this yesterday. Jerry Jones involved in a minor car crash. They won't say if he was driving. He's 79 years old. He's a billionaire. He should not be driving if he was. He was taken to the hospital, they say, as a precaution, and he's home resting comfortably. I hope he didn't take the Cowboys draft chart with him in the car to the hospital, because apparently Jerry has wanted to show everybody in the last week their draft chart, who they drafted and why. He's held it up for cameras. People have taken freeze frames of it. I mean, even his son said, Dad, put that down. So I don't know if he was discussing it with his doctors in the hospital or not. Kyle Van Noy on his third team in 3 years. The former Dolphin, the twice former Patriot, the 31-year-old linebacker DN signed with the LA Chargers. They have added Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, Sebastian Joseph Day, who's a defensive tackle, and now Kyle Van Noy via free agency to their defense. Their run defense last year was horrible. And yet just about everybody I see here is to help their pass defense. Well, they are in the same division as the Chiefs, so. The Commanders have got the band back together again, Mark. Literally. See, with the pandemic, they used it as an excuse. The then Washington Redskins / WFT, now Commanders, eliminated the marching band, which was a staple at Redskins WFT games. After 87 years, they eliminated the marching band. Well, now after a 2-year hiatus, they are bringing the band back. So they are literally
putting the band back together. I see what you did there. That's impressive, David.
College football, former Gators quarterback Emory Jones transfers to Arizona State. He's got a real chance to play there. They've had like 3 quarterbacks leave via the transfer portal this offseason. And SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and Pac-12 Commissioner George Kolesnikov met with senators yesterday, asking for help in dealing with NIL. Huh.
Well, and the other news on the NIL that they are maybe going to...
Well, that's the NCAA.
Right.
That the NCAA is... They're paying their lawyers, man. I don't know if they're going to do anything, but they're threatening to do something, Mark. But yeah. The NCAA, let me get that story here. All right.
Didn't mean to, you know, change your order on you.
No.
But since you were going coaches and or commissioners and senators, I thought we were going to go.
No, I mean, many an NCAA official has been meeting to come up with new NIL guidelines expected to be published next week. Here's the best part about it. They're going to be retroactive.
Bingo, that's it.
So that schools with boosters who have communicated / struck deals with players should be sanctioned. College leaders urging the NCAA to enforce new NIL guidelines or else is the title on Sports Illustrated.
Good luck.
They've been meeting in Arizona this week about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just one more thing for them to go to court and lose about. Now, they will screw some kids for 2 years, though, until they get beat in court. I mean, I will say, they come down, they change the rules. They're going to screw some schools and some kids.
Well, they're not changing the rules. They're going to try to enforce the rules. Pay for play has never been part of this, David. I mean, look, I'm all for the NIL. I am. But you know what's happened here.
College leaders strongly urging the NCAA enforcement team to investigate what they deem to be the obvious recruiting violations, past and present. The donor-led collectives that have struck deals with players before they signed binding letters of intent, that to them is a clear violation of the rules. Can't disagree with that.
No.
Can't disagree with that. They have no problem.
You get recruited, you come on campus, they can get you paid. But they can't offer you $1 million to sign a national letter of intent. They are.
Right. No NBA playoffs last night. Dylan Brooks got just a one-game suspension for his takedown.
I thought it should have been one more.
Of Gary Payton Jr. And he's going to miss a month. So he won't be eligible for the Warriors basically until the NBA Finals. That's if they get there. NHL playoffs. Panthers whooped up on the Caps 5-1. Aaron
good
Ekblad.
Good performance last night. Yeah. By the good, strong performance right from the get-go from the Florida Panthers.
Bobrovsky with 26 saves. Series tied at 1. Rangers, good, strong performance from the get-go. Panarin and Vetrano, each with a goal and 2 assists. Shesterkin, 39 saves. 5-2 Rangers over the Pens. That series tied at 1. Dallas tied their series with Calgary at 1 with a 2-0 win. Jake Ottinger, 29 saves in the shutout. And Colorado needed overtime, even though they dominated Nashville. The Preds goalie stood on his head, 49 saves. Cale Makar, the game winner, 8 minutes into OT. Avs up 2 spit. Game 3 tonight. Toronto-Tampa in Tampa, Carolina-Boston in Boston, Minnesota-St. Louis in St. Louis, Edmonton-LA in LA. 3 of those series are 1-1. Boston trails Carolina 2-0. Major League Baseball, Marlins have lost 5 in a row. That's after they won 7 in a row. San Diego beat them 2-1, fourth straight one-run loss for the Fish. Tampa Bay has won 3 in a row. Mariners have lost 3 in a row, 4-3 Tampa over Seattle. Reds have lost 9 in a row and 20 of 21.
Where are you going to go?
Milwaukee doubled them up 10-5. Cincinnati is 3-22. 3-22. Otani became the first pitcher to bat in the top 4 of the batting order at Fenway Park since Babe Ruth in 1919 yesterday.
And Ohtani delivered.
7 innings of shutout ball, 11 strikeouts, no walks. He had a 3-ball count on 1 batter. He had a 4-ball count, a 2-ball count on 4 batters. He then went 2-for-4 at the plate with a run scored and an RBI. Game was scoreless until the 7th. Angels ended up winning 8-0. They're in first. The Mets scored 7 in the 9th to beat the Phillies 8-7. Ouch.
Devastating loss for the Phillies. Really is, David. I know it's early, but we talked about this series, 4 games, Phillies at home. Mets out to a great start. You think you've got them dead to rights in the game. And
well, not only that, you sent either your best or second best pitcher to the hill as well against their number 5 starter, and you're up 7-1 in the 9th. Now you got to face the Mets the next 3 days. You don't have either of your two best pitchers who are going to pitch. And the Mets are throwing Scherzer today. 8-7 Mets over the Phils. Twins have won two straight to the Orioles, who, by the way, are tied with the Red Sox for fourth in the East. I mean, they're not any good. They're 10-16, but I mean, come on, let's face it. We thought, Mark, let's be honest. If we had asked a question at the beginning of the season, there's going to be a team this year that starts 3-22, who would you have put your money
Baltimore.
On?
Baltimore.
Yeah. They're 10-16. Houston's won four in a row. They beat the Tigers 3-2 with a run in the bottom of the ninth. I will say Detroit's tied it. Two outs, nobody on, down 2-0 in the ninth. They get a single and a two-run homer on a two-strike pitch to tie it. End up losing 3-2. Cleveland beat Toronto 6-5. Colorado hit three homers, beat the Nats 9-7. Giants have lost four in a row. Cardinals beat them 7-1. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli and two players tested positive for COVID. Oh, by the way, that's still a thing. And then you got the golf. Jason Day is your leader at 7-under.
Whatever.
Sergio's had a mini fit and has let everybody know he's leaving the tour for the LIV event in 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. And more, you know, what do they call it? Installments, clips from Alan Shipnuck's book on Mickelson.
Little excerpt came out. And, well, Phil likes to gamble.
We've known that.
Not good at it.
No, and we've known that too. But how bad was he at it? Apparently, between 2010 and 2014, he lost $40
million. $40 million.
And the one thing that is interesting is the book alleges that the reason that Phil and Bones broke up is that Phil owed him money.
Lots of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in back pay.
And that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
You think the golf fans are going to care about all this? Are they going to care about the whole Saudi tour? And how many Phil fans are going to leave Phil over this book?
Oh, I don't know how many Phil fans leave him over this book, because even Shipnuck says in the, you know, I read an article with the excerpt and then a lot of his comments is that he spends a lot of time praising Phil. He really likes Phil. And goes out of his way to compliment him, but there are...
Yeah, I mean, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
There really is. And the one story I got about Phil's gambling is that a PGA Tour official or a reporter is in the locker room, and Phil makes like 50 college basketball bets, one after another. But this guy's wife works for Hugo Boss. Phil has a deal with Hugo Boss Clothing, and it was almost as if Phil was making the bets in front of him saying, I dare you to say something.
And apparently when Phil lost, he'd call up his agent and say, remember that speaking thing I wasn't going to do, that golf clinic for $100,000? Yeah, sign me up. Miller and Moulton. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for ending your week with us. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network.
Bring your big mouth to John Smith subs and indulge in their overstuffed subs with the freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy our famous steak bomb with perfectly grilled marinated sirloin steak topped with provolone cheese, grilled onions, peppers, mushrooms, crispy bacon.